Dragonbound by Thea Harrison. Narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Copyright 2011 by Teddy Harrison. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Berkeley Books, a member of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. Pia was blackmailed into committing a crime more suicidal than she could possibly have imagined, and she had no one to blame but herself. Knowing that didn't make it easier. She couldn't believe she had been so lacking in good judgment, taste, or sensibility. Honestly, what had she done? She had taken one look at a pretty face and forgotten everything her mom had taught her about survival. It sucked so bad she might as well put a gun to her head and pull the trigger. Except she didn't own a gun because she didn't like them. Besides, pulling the trigger on a gun was pretty final. She had issues with commitment, and she was so freaking dead anyway, so why bother? A taxi horn blared. In New York, the sound was so common everyone ignored it, but this time it made her jump. She threw a glance over one hunched shoulder. Her life was in ruins. She would be on the run for the rest of her life, all 15 minutes or so of it, thanks to her own foolish behavior and her shithead ex, who had screwed her, then screwed her over so royally she couldn't get over the knife-like sensation in the pit of her stomach. She stumbled into a narrow, trash-strewn street by a Korean restaurant. She uncapped a liter-sized water bottle and chugged half of it down, one hand splayed on the cement wall while she watched the sidewalk traffic.